I would like a proficiency test. I think there's more mobility scooter users out there. I'm not against them at all, if that's what people think. I think that some of the users need to have a test. I also think there should be an identification on the back of a mobility scooter so that if you are hit by one, you can identify it back to the person. And I also think they should only be used by disabled people. I think that's the reason that they're there for, blue badge holders only.
I mean, a couple of reactions to this already this morning. Ian and Alverson says mobility scooter users should be insured and take lessons on how to use them. On the other side, Jeanette says, let's have a go at mobility scooters again. Please don't judge all by a few inconsiderate ones. My mother uses them and wouldn't be able to get out into Derby unless she did. And I've watched the way that people totally ignore her and just walk in front of it, causing her to have to brake suddenly. Others don't care as well if they hit her with bags, etc. There seems to be a real divide here, doesn't there, where the pedestrians and the mobility scooters can't seem to live in harmony.
Yeah, you're right there. And I think, obviously, like I was saying, there's a lot more mobility scooter users. So obviously, members of the public, we've got to be more vigilant as well. Something has got to be done. There's going to be a lot more people using them. If you go onto websites, I could pick one up myself today for £475 and be able to take my son to school and back if I wanted to on one.
So I mentioned about the fact you've got about 2,000 people signed up to a petition. What does the petition actually state?
It's stating that it's for a proficiency test and also the blue licence badge, and also that there should be some sort of identification. So basically everything I've really talked about. You can also vote on the Facebook. If you go onto my Facebook, you can vote on there, which is at 86% at the moment.
Do you think that they should have some sort of liability?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. If you realise how many people are being disabled themselves by mobility scooters, someone's actually been killed, you know, it can't go on like this. There's going to be a lot more of these around in the next 10 years. Something's got to be done.
You're taking this a little bit further. I know, for instance, you're going to be on Inside Out in the East Midlands.
Yes.
Are you going to be featured on the One Show as well?
Yes, I've been on the One Show, yes.
So. OK. You've got 2,000 people on there at the moment. How many would you like, and what difference do you think a greater number of people are going to make to the campaign?
100,000 votes would take it to Parliament. I am being backed by my local MP as well. So what I'd like to do now is to try and get people in different towns to hold petitions as well. 100,000 in such a small town like Derby is hard to get.
Out of interest, what sort of reaction have you had from those that use mobility scooters? Have you had a backlash, or are they in support of this because they feel that some are giving mobility scooter users a bad name?
No, they're in support, you know, very supportive. I've had quite a few people come in on mobility scooters and sign the petition. Quite a few mobility scooter users have brought mobility scooters without any tests. They're not all bad, but they all want to use the mobility scooter in the right way.